It is 9:25 on Classical Mornings. I'm your host, Jean Stillwell, on the new Classical FM. Hot Docs is excited to announce the full lineup of events that will make up Curious Minds Festival, taking place at Hot Docs Ted Rogers Cinema coming up this weekend, November 6th to 9th. The full event schedule is now available online at hotdocs.ca/curious, and tickets and passes are now on sale. Talk about Curious. This is such an exciting festival. Curious Minds. And with us to talk about it is the Executive Director of Hot Docs, Diana Sanchez. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. And so tell me, how did you come to Curious Minds? Why this festival particularly?
Yes, well, Curious Minds is a brand we've had at Hot Docs for many years. We've done podcasts. We do author talks. We have lecture series. So we wanted to bring it all over a four-day series to have an opportunity to bring in people to the cinema of all ages and all interests and have lots of dialogue.
Okay. So what kinds of things are we looking at exactly?
Well, we've got a couple of author talks that we're really excited about. One is Tim Wu. His new book, The Age of Extraction, is launching this week. Mm-hmm. And he's a Columbia Law professor. He coined the term net neutrality. And we have another author talk that's very different, Jesse Wente. He's a well-known Toronto personality. It's his first children's book, Danger Eagle. So we've got opportunities for all ages to come in and engage with authors.
Mm-hmm. And what about Crime Story Forged?
Oh, this is really fun. It's about it's a CBC podcast that we are having in the Ted Rogers Theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's about possibly the greatest art fraud in history.
Oh,
so it's
yeah.
pretty exciting.
Uh-huh. And this is about Norval Morrison?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, boy. It's incredible how many copies of Norval Morrison's music, art is around.
Exactly. That's exactly. We're bringing together two podcasts. And it's very interesting because, well, you know, it's for true crime lovers and art lovers all at once.
Wow. And are there answers or do we find out neat stuff?
Well, let's find. We have to go.
You have to come and see this. I mean, and I love his work. It's such a tragedy when these things happen, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely.
Mm-mm-mm. And now tell me some more. Jesse Wente, you just mentioned that Danger Eagle.
Yeah, he's a well-known writer and a thought leader, and this is his first children's book. So we're very
nice.
Excited. It's free for everyone 18 and under,
uh-huh.
and he will be there.
Fabulous.
Yeah, his book just launched this week, so you'll also be able to get the book at the theater. We're going to have a lot of pre-show activities for all age groups, and then a really interesting talk on stage with Jesse.
And this is wonderful that it's something that the whole family can do.
That's exactly it. We wanted that opportunity for the whole family. Sunday, 1 p.m., come on over to Ted Rogers Hot Docs Theater and have some interesting conversation.
Absolutely. And I love this cross-section of stuff. And, of course, astrology? Tell me about that.
Yeah, this is very exciting. Chani Nicholas is a very well-known astrologer. She's going to be doing a live on-stage birth chart reading with Elmaya Tailfeathers, the writer, actor, and producer. I'm really, really curious about this one. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'll kind of round out the whole series.
Now, how did you make the decision to put these things on? How did you come up with these interviews?
So we
these ideas,
right? Well, we really wanted to speak to a broad range of audiences. We really want to get everybody coming to the cinema and offer them an opportunity. For civic engagement, a community. And so we thought, hey, why don't we focus on a lot of Canadian or Toronto thinkers? And so each one has that through line, which is what held everything together. And so we would brainstorm as a group and come up with different ideas. And we came up with this, I think, very beautiful program.
If there's one thing that you would say, like a thread through it all, what would you say? It is.
It's all about storytelling. I mean, that's what we do. We're all about storytelling at Hot Docs. And, you know, we really want to lean into our kind of nonfiction DNA. So we show a lot of films. We really wanted to show what else we can do in the cinema and how it's all about elevating storytellers.
What I'm hearing from you certainly is about communication, but also things do seem very interactive. Is that an important thing to you as well?
That is absolutely important because, for example, we're showing Jamal Berger's first feature, Still Single. It's about the Japanese chef, Masaki Saito, and it premiered at TIFF. And we're showing, it's the first time the first time you'll be able to see it outside of it, like the first opportunity for audiences to see it. And we're going to have Jamal and his editor on stage in a long conversation. So it's like not just experiencing the film, it's then really having an opportunity to do a deeper dive.
Wow. And will you and your staff all be there?
Oh, involved? Yes, we will be there for all of it.
Fantastic. Is there any food?
Is there any food?
I have to ask.
Opening night, there is food.
That sounds great. We'll make it opening night for sure. And for you, is there one particular thing that you're excited about?
I'm excited about the all of it, honestly. Very excited to have Tim Wu's talk. I actually went to high school with Tim.
Oh!
And we've always wanted to do something together. And it turned out his book was launching the same week of Curious Minds. So that's
wonderful.
Very synergistic. And I'll be able to introduce all of them. But that's very exciting for me.
And on a personal level, how did you come to be the executive director of Hot Docs?
Well, I have... I've been in this position now for 7 months. This is about 7 months in.
Congratulations.
But I have a wealth of experience in film festivals. I was at TIFF for 22 years.
Wow.
I started my own film festival in Panama. I relaunched a festival in Los Angeles. I've worked in Europe at the Rotterdam Festival, amongst many others. So it's that experience in film festivals, and also the fact that I live a few blocks away from the cinema, that just it
even
all
better.
Kind of came together quite beautifully. And I love Hot Docs. I've always loved, I think it's a wonderful international brand that people adore.
Mm-hmm.
And I love being part of this new age of Hot Docs.
So the new age of Hot Docs particularly is about curious things, about topics that perhaps not everybody's talking about, or...
It's about really community and coming together to talk. You know, we have a lot of events coming up where the Global Center for Pluralism is going to be in our cinema on November 28th.
Oh, wow.
It's all about civic engagement, combating polarization, finding ways to talk to one another. And I think having something like Curious Minds that is such a wide variety of subjects...
Yes.
Shows that we want to just talk to everybody. We want everybody to come in and we want to engage with you.
And even helps people to become more curious.
Exactly. Exactly.
Diane, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today. It sounds like a wonderful festival. Very easy to get to. Very easy to find. And particularly 8 dynamic events. Very exciting.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Hot Docs has just announced their full lineup and schedule for Curious Minds Festival, November 6th to 9th. For tickets and passes, they are now on sale. You can go to hotdocs.ca/curious. Thanks so much.